DW.
At Istanbul's Cartoon and Street Art Festival, Shamsia Hassani applies the finishing touches to her large mural. The mural depicts a giant woman playing a large keyboard over a bleak grey cityscape. Like in all of Hassani's work, the message is about women's empowerment.
This character is always in my work with different composition, and she has different messages and different colours. For the symbols, we can see the music and instrument in my work. Sometimes the music and instrument are not like the real shape. And I use them as a symbol for women to play her voice with it. And she can use music and instrument to talk with people, to speak louder and make more attention, as she has no mouth, but this music and instrument gives her power to speak in society. And her eyes are closed because usually she has nothing good around herself to see, and she doesn't want to see anything around. And sometimes she cannot see her future, and that's why the eyes is closed, but it doesn't mean that she cannot see.
The opportunity to attend the Istanbul Festival and work in a more chilled environment gives Hassani a welcome break from the pressures of being a graffiti artist in Kabul.
Well, living in Afghanistan in general is very dangerous, and recently the situation gets very, very bad. And I'm feeling hopeless sometimes because I see that nothing is changed, and I also couldn't change anything. That's very hopeless. But still, I'm trying to work and give power to people and how they can stay strong in a society like Afghanistan.
Hassani has struggled in her pursuit of art. Born in Iran to Afghan parents who had fled the war in Afghanistan, she was prevented from studying art because she was an Afghani. Eventually, her parents moved back to Kabul so she could pursue her art studies. Hassani graduated at Kabul University, where she now teaches fine art. However, Hassani's love of graffiti came relatively late, thanks to an international initiative.
I just started making graffiti in a graffiti workshop in Kabul that organized by Cambod Communication in 2010. And that was the first time I started making graffiti in the workshop. They brought a teacher from the UK by name of Chu. And he teach us how to do graffiti, and he had presentation for us about graffiti. It was a very good experience, and after that, like, I was trying to just paint on walls, and I wanted to do graffiti.
The Istanbul Festival gave Hassani the rare opportunity to spend several days on her work, something she never gets in Kabul. Being a graffiti artist in one of the world's most dangerous cities carries its own unique challenges, especially if you are a woman, she says.
I really scared of public spaces. I really scared from explosions happening all the time. And specifically, it's difficult for women to do graffiti and street art because usually people are not happy with women's activity. My family is very supportive, my parents and my husband. They always support me with my works, yeah. All the time I'm careful. Yeah. I usually work in Kabul, but usually in a small walls, not in big walls, because I cannot finish them. I need to just run away as soon as I can. So that's why I start in small walls, and I'm trying to get permission, but sometimes it's also difficult because usually the owner of the wall never give me the permission to paint something fantasy like this. They usually like that I paint them some portrait or some landscape or something that they like it. So that's why it's very difficult to find a wall and location as well.
Hassani held a packed seminar at the festival where she shared her experiences with an appreciative audience.
I think that art cannot change anything directly. It's very difficult to change the situation.
The audience peppers her with questions. The support and interest from the seminar, Hassani says, are welcome. For in Kabul, few dare to offer her public support, although Hassani says she knows she has people who back her work, which makes it worthwhile.
Usually when I'm working, I mean, sometimes I listen to people, they usually use bad words, but there are just few people who say, okay, it's nice, or some people never say anything, they just passing by. But when I'm posting my picture in my social pages, I see a lot of support there. But while working, no support from people.
And why do you do it? Why do you carry on doing it?
Because I think that I can introduce art to people in Afghanistan, because we don't have galleries and exhibition, and it's a good way that I just show them some artwork. And also I think that I can change people's mind with my artwork and sharing my ideas with people.
DW.